is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is 1-855-450-3733. Or you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can join us on our website as well, because there's a lot to do over there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can actually create the content that you see on the site. All that stuff that's there on the front page is there because of listeners like you. If it weren't for you, we'd have a really boring website. And so thank you to everybody that takes the time to participate. It's free, of course. You can go to freetalklive.com, submit show prep to the site, and vote on it as well. The most voted up makes it to the top front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
As we continue, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about unschooling. And still to come, Nemi's going to tell us about how to create a delinquent child. But first, we're talking about how to encourage your children through their own processes to learn what interests them. And some who are of the more authoritarian mindset, or perhaps those who were simply just raised in the government school, private school structure, the Prussian schooling method, where a bunch of kids sit in a room, quiet, you know, supposedly quietly, raise their hands before they talk, ask permission to go to the bathroom, all kinds of controlling stuff. The people that have experienced that may not be able to think outside that box and may have a number of objections to the idea of allowing a young person, even a young child, to direct their own learning experience. What if all they want to do is play games all day, for instance? Well, it turns out that kids are eager to learn about the world around them.
Games are, to some extent, how kids learn. I mean, that's play. That is learning. Mm. And if you look at, you know, the rest of the world, you know, mammals and things like that, play is learning. That's what they're doing when they're playing. Now,
but you said you don't want Jack playing Call of Duty for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. So, I mean, you know, we need different types of play. So, you know, I mean,
but who said school can't be fun? Who said, or learning, rather, can't be right. fun? School's generally not fun. But unschooling is essentially child-directed learning, and it works. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. There are, you know, there's a lot of evidence that unschooled children are some of the best educated. You mentioned earlier they're getting into Ivy League schools
yep.
and things like that.
And for those that are just, you know, taking a listen here, we've sort of debunked the you know the five biggest misconceptions.
What are the three that we've hit so far?
College, of course. Unschoolers can get into college just yep. like homeschoolers can, and just like regular kids can. Socialization. People will often use this as a method, and you know, frankly, the homeschoolers and unschoolers are probably better socialized. So there's a lot of argument for that.
I understand why, though. People, when you hear the term homeschool, it does have that let's stay home kind of connotation, or it has that sound to it. But in reality, it's much more freeing to be in a homeschooled or unschooled environment, because in a lot of cases, you can go out anytime you want to. You can engage in various different activities in the community, get, you know, go out, volunteer, go on field trips, and it doesn't have all the baggage and hassle associated with it that the government school field trips do, for instance.
Right. And so this is, and then on par, and we're still talking about that and how, you know, what does that mean?
Meaning, will your child be so-called on par with others?
On par with other kids.
Why would you want your child to be average anyway?
Right. I mean, you know, that's really it. That's the response here. Going on with the last paragraph in this by Bohemian Travelers. It seems to me that if children have the basic tools to learn, reading and mathematics, and are encouraged to pursue their inquisitive nature, they'll likely excel at being happy and enjoying life no matter what a book says that they should be like at age X, Y, or Z. Part of the home or unschooling for the parents is to be okay with where your child is at developmentally, and to unconditionally love the person that he or she is. Hmm. Today, at 41, I am not at some level that some high schooler is right now. Or perhaps some, you know, I was watching some savant kid that I think he was blind play chess in his brain against five masters. I mean, he couldn't see the board. He was doing it all in his head.
Wow.
I am
just because he was told what moves were being made, basically?
Yes. You know,
incredible.
Queen's pawn to queen's pawn five, you know, that kind
of
stuff.
It's usually like A1 queen pawn to A1 to C3.
I don't know. Yeah,
confusing.
That's not how I've heard it, but fine. And you know, this guy was doing all.
And
I'm
was,
not on
he
par
was
with
whipping
him.
Is what you're saying?
And he did. He beat them all. And I am not going to be ever on par with these people.
Yeah.
So you know, what does on par even mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's about happiness, and I have to agree. If my kid got done with schooling being able to read and do consumer level math and then pursued the things that he is interested in, that is successful for me. I don't care if he gets out of school knowing some of the crap that I learned, like, you know, what are all the capitals of all the states? How, what, who, huh? Who needs to know this information? I think he should know all the states, but he probably will simply because I'm passionate about it, right? Somebody who cares about him wants him to know some information. He right. might be, it might be imparted to him. But this, you know, the whole idea that he should be in front of teachers that don't care about him so that he can know that the rest of the world doesn't give a damn about him, I don't consider that to be motivating at all. And I've heard people say exactly that when talking about school. Next, in this article,
number four,
from LouRockwell.com, the Bohemian Traveler's five major misconceptions about unschooling. When do you get any free time as a parent? Well, this question is most often asked by people with young children, and it's the hardest to answer. I understand the need for a break as much as the next person. But 8 to 10 hours a day? Come on, no one needs that type of break from the things that they love most in this world. It's just an excuse. It can be a challenge, don't get me wrong, but most moments I prefer to enjoy the precious time with them while they're young. Mm. Frankly, I've never understood the parent with the, yeah, thank goodness the kids are going back to school mentality. Is that the message you want to convey?
Thank goodness, my son's going back to prison.
Well, Staples even has the commercial in that you see it start playing in August, and the kids all have the bummed out faces, and the parents are pushing the cart and like dancing in the aisles, like it's back to school time.
That's sick.
I don't know what to say about it. I mean, my son's been away for 3 months, going on 3 months, more than 2 months, with my wife down in Florida. I got to have one trip down there to see him in that amount of time. But, you know, I miss him desperately. I want to be able to spend that kind of time with him. She's a stay-at-home mom that does a little bit of work for Free Talk Live. I do my work from home until 6 o'clock or whatever when I get in the car and I drive over here, 6 p.m. when I get in here and drive, get in the car and drive over here. We spend all day with Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's awesome. It's an awesome way to live. I don't know what it's... I imagine having a job and then trying to figure out what you're going to do with your kids in the meantime while you're at work, the after school or during the summer or whatever. I imagine that's difficult.
Well, let's face it. A lot of people's kids are accidents.
I suppose.
And
doesn't mean they don't love them.
No, that doesn't. But it does mean that some of them don't have the same appreciation for their children that maybe parents who are more planning-oriented do.
It could be. Yeah. But I didn't want to have a child. My wife said that this is the ultimatum. We're going to have a child or I'm going to leave. And I said, all right, let's give it a shot. And frankly, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I'm a convert. They do all say that. I wonder why they say that. Probably some of them say it because other people say it. But, yeah. I mean, I'm really telling you, I would never trade anything. There's nothing that's happened in my life that's as important as that kid. Mm. Nothing. And, I'm sure that other folks feel the same way. I'm obviously they do. Why they want to get rid of their kids in that time frame, I don't know. Maybe you can call in, give some enlightenment. I promise I won't judge. I'm interested. Going on with the article. It's true, I have less free time than most parents I know. But I do have free time, whether it's a short walk or a long bath or just when the kiddos are in bed and I can snuggle up with a hubby or a good book. In my opinion, I told you it was a woman rating this. In my opinion, and I see pictures, so I know that it's not a same-sex couple. The thing that we really need to change about homeschooling that really needs to change to make homeschooling a success is to change the way you view your child-parent relationship. Reaccess what you want for out of your relationship with your children and question if you're doing all that you can as a parent. You need to take care of yourself, but making an excuse that you need 8 to 10 hours a day is just plain silly. No one said parenting was easy, but it should be the most amazing and important thing you'll ever do. Enjoy it. Soak up their giggles and messes and, but it won't last forever and you'll most certainly miss it when it's gone. And that much is true.
855-450-FREE, there is one remaining of this. Five common objections to the idea of unschooling self-directed, child-directed learning. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief. Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound. Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi. My name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. You're certainly welcome to share with us your experiences with unschooling. That is the topic on the table, but you can also bring up anything you'd like. 1-855-453. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. News updates are available. You can sign up for email updates, Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Go to news.freetalklive.com to accomplish those tasks. And they are free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Part of the fun of doing an internet-based business is dealing with all the technical glitches that pop up, such as the one the Beezer brothers discovered last week at their Big Head Press website. Both the purchase links on the sale page for their latest graphic novel, Escape from Terra, Volume 2, were fouled up in such a way that it was impossible for fans to order the book. If you don't know about Escape from Terra, it's a great web-based comic that you can see at bigheadpress.com along with all their other web-based comics that are there. And you can also buy, you know, coming up now is Volume 2 in a hard copy form. I've read them online and read them in real life. And, you know, I got to say that I enjoyed having the book in my hand a bit more. But, you know, go get a taste of it. Start at the beginning. I really enjoy it from the beginning. Anyway, so they fixed their problems, and now to make amends to fans who have been thwarted by those glitches through this Saturday, they're offering the book at $2 off the list price of $14.95. I've never seen a sale like this. I mean, they just don't, you know, at this point, this is cost practically. It's $12.95 plus shipping. They don't make much on these books. You know, any publisher doesn't. They want to get the material out. Mm-hmm. They're doing a Mardi Gras sale because, well, voluntarists doing a President's Day sale would just be wrong. And you can find the book at bigheadpress.com. He puts the W's in here, so www.bigheadpress.com. Bigheadpress.com.
Good stuff. 855-450-FREE. We continue here. One more remains on this list of five unschooling myths. Let's talk to John in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's in your mind?
I just wanted to respond to one of the comments that was made about how parents have 8 to 10 hours of free time, and so obviously that's way more free time than parents need. I think that ignores the fact that most parents have more than one child. And in many cases, the situation is that they have younger children who need more attention throughout the day. And I wanted to know how you would respond to, you know, that perspective that some of us don't have one kid named Jack who's the center of all our attention.
Well, this family has three children. I mean, at least that's what it looks like from the picture, unless they, you know, grab some native kids or something like that. But, you know, somehow or another, they're managing to do that. And I don't think I've seen too many homeschool families where, in fact, they don't have several kids. It seems like that seems to be the norm is, you know, homeschooling and unschooling.
Well, in a lot of those cases, as I understand it, the older kids are helping educate the younger kids.
Right. And I think that probably, if you're talking about socialization, I think that's probably the, you know, really what is the very best thing for kids to learn how to do is to help people, you know, younger people and people who have, you know, that aren't as capable as them in certain areas. And the kids learn better by teaching. I think everybody learns by teaching. So, yeah, I mean, I understand, but to some extent, I think that kids' neediness is created by the fact that they don't spend that much time around their parents, and they would become less needy by spending more time around their parents. At this point, I'm in the realm of speculation, though, because I don't.
Speculation,
excuse me. Because I don't have two kids.
But speculation sounds pretty cool.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's like they're putting, it's putting spots on stuff.
John?
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate those comments. And, you know, we've thought a lot about the about homeschooling our kids.
How old are your kids?
I have two boys and two girls, 11, 9, and 6 and 4.
Okay. I would think that, you know, I have a four-year-old, and yeah, they're time-intensive, but certainly not as time-intensive as an 18-month-old. That's what I was imagining when we were talking about it, and maybe what you were suggesting, I don't know. But at 11, you know, they're pretty much doing everything that they need to do at that point. They're really, in most societies, adults at that point. So, I mean, they probably would be, to some extent, helpful around the house, which is a valuable learning thing, too. I was just watching one of those TEDs. Do you know what I'm talking about? Technology, education, and
design?
Design.
I'm not sure.
These seminars that are online.
I think so, yeah.
There was
good stuff.
There
usually.
Was a cook who was, and he was a chef, and he was relating obesity in the world to people not knowing how to cook.
Yeah.
He was taking a, you know, he was showing kids in a classroom a potato, and they didn't know what it was.
Jamie Oliver has done amazing work, and you laugh, but it's really
true.
it's just jaw-dropping in how shocking it is that kids can't identify a tomato or a vegetable.
Yep.
And he's actually taking on some Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. He has two seasons out now that he's going into school districts and actually taking them on and challenging them to make fresh food with fresh, unfrozen product that's not processed meat, fresh stuff, and trying There's to get one. Chocolate and strawberry milk out of the schools. He does a fantastic job. But I think, you know, those are things that you don't learn, you know, unless someone teaches you. And have we really, as a society, you know, we can't teach our kids how to eat?
And this is absolutely what happened to me. I mean, I got out of high school having, you know, learned trigonometry and analytic geometry, but not knowing
how to cook an egg.
How to make spaghetti.
Right.
Hey, you know, John, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I think that those are really good responses, and I think that there are. I appreciate the comments that you made.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You know, talking about having a lot of kids, it was probably 5 years ago that I saw this, but there was some special on, like, the Learning Channel or one of those documentary-oriented channels about this family with, like, 17 kids. They had, like, 16 kids, and the 17th was on the way.
Yeah.
And
they're not having kids anymore. They're having laborers.
No, well, they just had their 17th kid. I think it's the Duggar family.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's crazy.
It's fascinating. Like, obviously, are homeschooling and built their own home. And
she
apparently
mistook a uterus for a clown car.
Clown car, no kidding.
The kids help out around the house. They all have, you know, assignments and chores and things that they do.
Help raise the younger ones, yeah.
They help raise the younger ones. They're very responsible. They all, you know, they've got it together. It's incredible.
I think you could take the responsibility thing too far as a parent.
Yes.
I think you can turn your kid into the gardener or whatever, and I think that that's wrong. But at the same time, you know, if you're talking about caring for themselves, that's totally legitimate. Caring for the house, yeah, certainly to some extent.
Turning
them into slave labor, yeah, not so much.
I didn't say that's what they were doing.
No, I just think that it can be taken too far, and I wanted to point that out.
Would it have been slave labor on the farm 200 years ago? Having kids,
I think
having kids on farms. I know in New England, I've been friends with many, many farmers. You did have kids as child labor, really. You need help in the fields.
Is that wrong?
What?
I think that in modern society it can be too much. When the choice of the kids
was it wrong then?
Wait a second, I'm not
asking
done
about modern society.
No, it wasn't, because that's all they were going to do is grow up to be farmers. So therefore, they had to learn how to do that stuff. But today, you know, your kid could grow up to be anything, and it's just unfair to make them do all that work.
Toll-free number is 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made, and you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by using our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733 here in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can listen to our streams. We've got broadband as well as midband and narrowband. So three different stream sizes for your internet connection. You can try the one that works best for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. And in addition to that, you'll find over 100 great radio stations listed where you can listen to the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. All of it is there at listen.freetalklive.com.
I don't know about you, but I just don't have time to sit down with a book anymore and carve that time out of my day. I do my very best, but it's difficult. The audiobooks have changed my life. I'm able to get in the consumption of the media that I want to get in without trying to carve out time out of my day. And Audible is the world's leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got different categories, whether it's business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, whatever it is that you want, they've got it. It's fast, easy, and affordable. I've done it. That means likely you can do it. I listen to audiobooks all the time. Enjoy that way of consuming. I think you may too, whether you're doing your gardening or you're exercising or you're commuting or whatever it is. Maybe you have a job that you can consume audio entertainment. Go get a free book. Try it out right now at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Just free book. You can cancel if you don't like it. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so we are continuing here discussing unschooling and some of the objections, most common objections. We've been through four of them. There's one remaining, Mark.
That's right. How will your child be prepared for the real world? And this is from LouRockwell.com. Bohemian Travelers is the name of the author. I suspect it's a nom de plume. Since when does anything about a school resemble the real world? Unless you're panning to be in prison or landing a brainless job with a dress code shuffling paper all day, then I don't see any correlation at all. My boys are in the real world every day, while schooled kids are stuck in one room with the same age children segregated from the real world and their family. Homeschooled children are as well prepared for the world they face, are well prepared for the world they face because they've been preparing firsthand for their whole lives. When you see what goes on in school, you wonder what part of that plays into real life. A family member of mine actually said that kids need to be bullied and picked on to be able to handle it later in life.
Well, I think there's some truth to the idea that school is like a microcosm of the real world in that there's always some authoritarian around telling you what to do.
there
in school,
is that.
You've got the referral. In real life, they call them tickets or citations. So, you know, there's some similarities there. In school, you go see the principal when you get a referral. In real life, you see a man wearing a robe.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's the case.
Yeah.
If you want to make that as an argument for going to school, I suppose you can.
I'm not making an argument for going to school. I'm just saying, yeah, okay, you could draw some comparisons between the two.
Well, the author goes on and says, I can't remember when I was bullied anywhere but in school. As an adult, it just doesn't happen unless you're conditioned to invite it.
That's right.
Likewise, when in an adult...
Again, we're excluding the police, obviously.
Who hasn't
been bullied by the police?
I wonder, you know, maybe there's something to be said that, you know, being bullied in school conditions one to be more subservient to authority figures. You know, maybe. I don't know.
Or think that being treated that way is acceptable. People will treat you how you let them treat you. So
to some extent, it's true.
Yeah. So if somebody comes along and walks on you and you don't say anything, you don't assert yourself, you don't stand up for yourself, defend yourself, then people are more prone to walk on you again once they know that they can get away with it the first time.
Oh, sure. So I can't, think about it and be honest. It's probably very little. Actually, I skipped a sentence here. Finally, how much of what you learned in school applies to your happiness and success now? And I've asked people this. I asked a successful magazine editor in Sarasota, Florida, where I used to work, as a matter of fact, if she really thought that she learned anything, the college was worth it. And she said, yeah. And, you know, I'm like, well, what did you learn that was worth it? And she couldn't come up with any answer as to what she'd learned that was worth it, but she felt that it was worth it.
Usually the answer to why was college worth it that I've heard is, well, you network with people.
But
that's not learning.
She went to school in Washington, D.C. and was working in Sarasota, Florida. Mm-hmm. What did she learn there that was, what networking did she do there that was so valuable?
It's just what they say.
They often do, and I think that if you're talking about networking, if you're talking about your kid being one of the 1%, the high movers, that, yeah, you're Harvard, Yale, the Wharton School of Business, you know, these kind of, University of Pennsylvania, these kind of places, yeah, okay, networking, makes sense. Go let your kid join the Skull and Bones at Harvard or whatever, and then networking. I'm with you. But when you're talking about going to, you know, the average college education, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe when there were two universities in the state of Florida,
mm-hmm.
Okay, two male universities in the state of Florida, okay, then maybe networking made some sense. But I can't tell you how many universities there are in Florida now, but there've got to be more than a dozen.
Would you be much worse off or better off by going to the Young Professionals group?
I would think that you could,
as far as networking is concerned,
yeah,
that's
on.
Free or like very, very cheap.
It's very, very cheap. No doubt. You go and have the, I think you pay monthly and you go, they give you a lunch out of the deal. Basically,
yeah.
You're paying nothing. You're just paying for the lunch. So anyway, in addition to these five things, I want to clarify that homeschooling is legal in all 50 states. Homeschooling is not expensive or only for the wealthy. And I don't know about.
It's looking bad for California, though.
It is tough, but you know, mom has to stay, mom or dad has to stay home in order to do homeschooling. One of the parents has to give up the job. And you have to consider costs of gasoline and wardrobe and lunches out and the lunch of the other parent, because then you can pack a lunch in that situation. And, you know, an active and engaged home manager can also do better in buying stuff and finding better deals and things like that. Because when both of you have to work, you just got to go to the grocery store, throw things in the cart, and then you're off.
Yep.
So there are ways to mitigate the cost, but I think that if one of the parents is giving up a high paid job, if it's a, what do they call them, dinks, two wealthy dinks, dual income, no kids, mm-hmm. And one of them, you know, wants to switch to being a stay at home, there's probably going to be a hit to the budget. But you got to consider what's it worth to you. And for the whole decision, the whole time for me was, if I was going to have a kid, I was going to do it right, and my wife was going to stay home, because I knew that I wasn't going to be the one to stay home. I just, I'm not going to be the one to do that. You know, I can't imagine the circumstances that would cause that to be happen and me to be happy doing it. But anyway, society tells us that we're not good enough, that we're not a good enough option for our children. But we know and care about our children most, and making us the very best option. In the end, we all need to do what works best for our families. But if you're considering homeschooling, be sure to research it well to clear away any of the common myths before deciding. Or better yet, try it for a year. Worst case scenario is that they'll go back to school, and if it's not working, and if you go into it with the flexibility, love and encouragement, then they'll be a success.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and I think it was a very good article.
And that's from Bohemian Travelers.
Yeah, they've actually got a website at bohemiantravelers.com, but this article was at lourockwell.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. In related news, of course, you're welcome to comment on whatever you'd like, but in related news, Nemi, how do you create a delinquent child?
Oh, this is great news out of the University of New Hampshire. This is the first study to look at whether parenting styles influence adolescents' beliefs about the legitimacy of parental authority and if those perceptions affect delinquent behavior. And it is relying on data from the New Hampshire Youth Study. It's an ongoing longitudinal survey of middle and high school students examining the psychological, sociological, developmental, and legal factors that influence adolescent delinquency. And analyses reported are based on data collected over a year and a half, beginning in the fall of 2007. And authoritarian parents whose child-rearing style can be summed up as "it's my way or the highway" are more likely to raise disrespectful, delinquent children who do not see them as legitimate authority figures.
Let's talk about it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. The remaining moments next.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, Ian here.
It's Nemi.
And Mark.
And inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features we give to you. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get tools that you can put to use, like a bumper sticker for free for the back of your car or wherever else you might like to put a bumper sticker. Also, web graphics and high-res graphics with which you can make your own T-shirts and stuff. Though, if you want a real official Free Talk Live T-shirt, there's only one way, unfortunately, right now to get your hands on those, and that is to come to the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yep, that's pretty much the way.
Those are the only two ways you can get them, because Johnson will be there. Our store manager will be at those events, and he will be trucking up all of the various Free Talk Live gear, like shirts and hoodies and... I think he's probably going to have the winter caps and such. What do they call those things? Scullies?
Skull caps?
Okay,
skull caps.
Right. Is that what they call them up here, Nemi?
I don't know what they call them because I don't wear them.
Sock cap.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that stuff will be there at the Liberty Forum this weekend, starting either Thursday or Friday.
I need to get myself some bling, so I guess I should get over there, huh?
You totally should. Yeah. And you don't want to miss the Liberty Forum. It only happens once a year. It's a great chance to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And to promote Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. We are, by the way, doing our last show from the studio for this week. We're going to be live on location at the Liberty Forum beginning tomorrow night. So looking forward to bringing that to you as it happens, and the various different guests and interesting folks that will be milling about the hotel in Nashville, the Crown Plaza Hotel. So, as we were discussing previously, Nemi, you were about to tell us how to raise unruly children.
Yeah.
Delinquent children.
Be an authoritarian. This really rings so true to me, because I was raised in an authoritarian household, and I did not respect my parents' authority, which ultimately did not go well. But the researchers in this study evaluated three parenting styles: authoritative, authoritarian, and permissive. Now, authoritarian parents are demanding and highly controlling, but are detached and unreceptive to their children's needs. These parents support unilateral communication, my way or the highway, where they establish rules without explanation.
Because I said so!
That's right. That's right. Quit crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, God. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. What's the other one? Oh, I brought you into this world. I'll take you right back out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Authoritarian parenting produces children who are discontent, withdrawn, and distrustful. Now, authoritative parenting are both demanding and controlling, but they're also warm and receptive to children's needs. They're receptive to bidirectional communication and explaining to their children the reasons for the established rules and also listen to their children's opinion. Children of authoritative parents tend to be self-reliant, self-controlled, and content. But then you have a permissive parent,
okay,
who says, you can do whatever you want, non-demanding, non-controlling, warm and receptive to children's needs, but don't place any boundaries.
All right.
If they do establish rules, they rarely enforce them to any great extent. Okay. These parents tend to produce children who are not self-reliant, do not explore, and do not self-control at all.
Yeah, so I was figuring that they were going to say the middle style parenting, but I'm wondering just from this list is, so the difference between authoritarian and authoritative, by their definition, is essentially listening to your kids.
And explaining things.
Explaining things and establishing yourself in a respectful way.
Having rules and listening. But how many people that have the my way or the highway attitude don't believe that they are not in the middle category? Like, I think that the people can listen to this list and believe and judge themselves, rather generously.
Oh, I listen to my kids. I talk with my kids, rather than ordering them around. I know for a fact that I lived in an authoritarian household. So, according to the researchers, the results show that fostering and creating parental legitimacy is one technique for parents to exert control over their children. Additionally, parents are more likely to be viewed as legitimate authorities if they utilize authoritative parenting practices rather than authoritarian or permissive practices. So if you explain to your kids why you have rules and you have a conversation back and forth, there's an exchange of ideas.
Right.
Opinions are valued. The child is treated with respect. The parent gains parental legitimacy is the phrase they're using in here. Authoritarian and permissive practices undermine parental authority. And I thought it was interesting, I mean, of course, from a personal perspective, but I also think about this in terms of government, the role government plays. So government is becoming more authoritarian, and
sure,
people are losing respect for it, because there's no reason I should be ticketed for parking on a street during a winter parking ban when we have
no snow.
Yeah.
So, no snow.
How many tickets have you gotten this year?
So far, I think I'm up to three overnight parking tickets.
Yeah, to some extent, the rule of law crowd out there, they really don't get this aspect of it. You know, there's the rules. You follow the rules. You know, whatever.
Hey, you voted for it.
I just think. I mean, it's been just over the last probably 6 months or so that I've really come to realize that, you know what, this ticket, this piece of paper on a car, if I do not pay it, they want me to sit in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they don't want you to sit in jail.
No, they want you.
They want me to pay. I understand, but they will have me sit in jail.
That's right.
If I refuse to pay.
Just like your authoritarian parent will whoop your butt or sit you in the corner,
right,
or
exactly,
not let you have dessert or whatever the punishment would be.
Now, authoritarian parenting. There was a really interesting article, probably a year or so ago, about a woman who wrote a book called Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. Talks about being Chinese, a very traditional Chinese parenting, very strict. Mm-hmm. Tells her 3-year-old, you can't stay up in the house if you don't listen to mommy. You can go out in the cold.
Hey, it's a libertarian form of parenting. I mean, it's a property rights issue, right?
Some could call that aggression.
How
would they call that aggression?
Well, if you're putting your child outside to freeze to death.
You don't put them outside. You just not to let them. They're not allowed to be on your property.
Go fend for yourself, you 3-year-old child.
Hey, right. I'm just saying.
Go stick your thumb out on the highway and see what.
A lot of people will use the nap as it's the only solution
to
the non-aggression principle, as if it's the only solution to everything. All I'm saying when making this statement is that fits within the nap, and it's not a particularly good parenting style. However, when you're talking about a 12-year-old, I think that a 12-year-old that doesn't want to listen to the rules is legitimately given a tent and said, hey, go live outside until you can figure out what you want to do, okay?
Well, I think at 12, that's a little bit more reasonable than putting a three-year-old completely defenseless outside into the elements.
Right, I would agree. And I read the excerpts of the Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother with great interest, because as you were saying, Mark, love is really important in the unschooling and loving a person, loving a child, wanting a child. And she made this jump, and it was funny. I actually wrote to her about it because I didn't see how she asserted her kids knew that they were loved. How exactly? You're screaming at them and making them practice piano for 6 hours a day. And sure, they're going to go to Juilliard. Congratulations. They're going to go to Juilliard. But at what price?
Lots of famous successful people are messed up.
Really messed up. Absolutely. So I saw this and I thought about it, and I thought it would be great to bring to the show, just because it's so interesting how respect and peaceful interaction with people really change. It can change the course of people's lives, really.
Sure, absolutely.
You know?
And I think it's... I think it's obvious that the authoritarian model, the drill sergeant dad. Of course, I have to think about dads. You're thinking about tiger moms. I'm thinking about drill sergeant dads. I think that obviously, it is a system that doesn't work. But I wonder whether the drill sergeant dads and the tiger moms think that they would fit into this category of authoritarian.
That's a good question.
And they probably imagine that they fit into the category of what they're calling here authoritative, which is, there's strict boundaries or whatever, but, they're
explained.
Listening. Yeah, they're explained.
And they're rational. I think that my dad would certainly call himself an authoritarian.
Well, one thing, if you want to be certain that you expose your children to irrationality, send them to a government school where they encounter rules like the one at in Colorado, where a girl who borrowed her friend's asthma inhaler has been expelled.
Yeah.
According to CBS in Denver, the incident happened at a middle school in Monument, Colorado, and inevitably both the girls and their families are pretty unhappy with the punishment.
Well, frankly, it's the best thing that could ever happen to her.
To be taken out of school?
Expelled.
10 days, by the way.
Oh,
the,
that's not expelled. That's a suspension.
Are sitting out, Brianna and Alyssa.
It's not expulsion.
Yeah, that's right. It does say they... the article uses the term expelled and suspended in the same article. Yeah. Again, it's CBS News, some of the worst
reporting.
Zero tolerance
is not working anywhere.
No, it's just terrible, and it's so ignorant, and it's just dumb right on its face. How anybody can take it seriously is absurd. But then again, this is the one-size-fits-all government system. What are you going to do to change it? You got to run for school board and then, try to fit into their system and somehow modify it from the inside out. Better
first
to just spend your time getting your kid out of the school system.
That's right.
See you tomorrow. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.